Chapter 3. No one greeted them as the carriage stopped. Finally, Charles descended from his driver's perch, came around to the door and opened it, holding out his arm. Martha left the vehicle first, so she could help Gran. "What should we do?" she asked after Josephine joined them. "Do you think he's home?" "Someone is," Gran said, glancing up at the entrance to Sedgebrook. As a tall man came down the steps, Josephine pushed forward. The man who approached them had an agreeable-looking face, one disposed to smiling, as he was doing now. Although his hair was brown, it was a lighter shade, hinting at blonde. His deep brown eyes were warm, making Martha wonder if his character was kind. He was certainly a fine specimen of manhood, with his broad shoulders and long legs.
"Good afternoon, Your Grace,"
Josephine said, making a spectacle of herself by performing a deep curtsy, better served for the Queen. To her surprise, the man laughed. "I'm not the Duke, miss."
"York,"
Josephine said.
"Miss Josephine York."
"I'm Rhys Berthrin, His Grace's friend. May I escort you inside?" Martha looked up at the top of the steps. Now another tall figure stood there. Did he think himself too important to descend the staircase, or could he simply not be bothered to greet visitors? She couldn't imagine the man's arrogance, standing as he was at the top of the steps, a pasha waiting for her to approach him. Very well, if the mountain would not come to her, then she would go to the mountain. Brushing past Mr. Berthrin, Martha approached the staircase. After grabbing her skirt with one hand, her other on the white banister, she mounted the 26 steps, her head bent to gauge her footing. She didn't pay any attention to the landing, at least not until the last 3 steps. Then she raised her head to find him watching her. She almost fell down the stairs. As it was, she was certain her mouth dropped open and her eyes widened. The man standing there was the most handsome creature she had ever seen. Her pulse was behaving in a bizarre fashion, leaping and racing. She felt as if she'd been running, not merely climbing a few steps. She wanted to be able to manage time, to keep the moment still, so that she could study him. His hair was black and thick.